Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Talking Queens. I'm one of your hosts, she's a her, and I'm feeling pretty excited for the weekend.
And I'm Latina Envy, your second host, and I'm excited for my freaking birthday!
Yes, bitch!
By the time this comes out, it'll be a week after, and I'll be 30 years old!
30 years old!
Oh my god.
A whole 3 months before me.
Bitch, I am so old. Honestly, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah?
That's why I don't, like, I'm not, like, excited about it, but also I'm not, like, not anticipating it.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
I feel like a lot of times, like, birthdays, like, I feel like, at least for the straights, and I might be wrong, I don't remember ever growing up and people putting a lot of emphasis on, like, 30.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is for gay people, but I remember 25 and 30 are, like, really big years. Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like bigger so than 40. Like, 50 is always big for everyone because humans are still shocked that we can live past half a century. But, yeah, I just feel like 30 is kind of, like societally made up to be a big thing, and it's really not.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I mean, I definitely don't feel 30.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, like, excited to, like, celebrate my birthday. I'm definitely gonna go out and party and stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's just, like, I think it's because I have a birthday party planned for this summer. Because I want to do a quinceañera.
Okay. Like a
double quinceañera.
Oh!
But I wanted it to be warm weather.
Yes.
Because, you know, a party's no fun when you're not sweaty and gross and dancing outside. And
oh, fully.
Like, I want to do it at Robinia Bay. Or Robinia Courtyard.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I always love Robinia Courtyard. They're so nice there. Mm-hmm. Service is really fucking slow, but it's a wonderful vibe. I feel like with 30, though, like, not 30, summer birthdays. Like, I have a summer birthday in June.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because there's, like, way more to do, which is great. The negative of having a June birthday is that it is fucking hot outside. But two is as during Pride.
Mm-hmm.
So people tend to have Pride plans or your birthday gets kind of wrapped up in Pride. And it's like, hold on, homosexuals. It's my month, not your month. So back the fuck up into July. But no, I feel there's more to do. But I feel like March of the year at that weird point where either it's like unseasonably warm. It's like 50, 55 degrees like this past like Saturday or Sunday. And there's then so much to do because everyone wants to get out of their house. Everyone wants to get out. But also it's still cold where like you can't do the things you can do in summer. But also, it's nice because I feel bad for people that have January birthdays. You're coming right off the holidays. No one wants to fucking celebrate shit.
For real.
Like, you're like, let's travel for my birthday month. And it's like, everyone's kind of like,
no. We're just broke from after spending so much money on ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple other people.
Yeah, that's why it's like nice that your birthday's like far enough away from all that bullshit. Because like, I'm traveling this summer for my 30th. Like, okay. We're new, like a gay resort that's like budget Fire Island.
Oh,
I was gonna link up to go to Fire Island. Bitch, guess how much it is to rent in with a no seaside access fucking like a rundown like bungalow out on Fire Island, the cheapest one you can find. Just throw a number out there.
I don't know, like
a day.
$900?
No, double that. A day. So if you want to go out there for, like, obviously, like, me and my friends, we'd be flying, like, out of the Midwest. We're not going to want to go there for, like, 3 days. Mm-hmm. We're going to go there for, like, a week or for, like, 5 days or, like, something where maybe we can do, like, 5 days there, a day, a full day, like, in the city, in New York City or something. But, like, that's over $5,000.
Yeah, for real.
And if there's one, two, four, six, let's say there's six people going, that's still like that's still a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Like a weekend?
Yes.
One of my next vacation spots, I want to go to Turkey. Yeah. I think, like, Ankara is really beautiful.
Did that area get hit by the earthquake?
Not Ankara. Ankara's on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. But Turkish culture is just so wild.
I was wondering about the giant markets.
Yeah, like their music is really awesome. Their food, I really like their food too.
I don't think I've explicitly had Turkish food. I've had Middle Eastern food, which took me a while. I'm not the biggest couscous. Mm. No, I love couscous. My bad. What's the other one? It's like the brown shit.
It's a brown shit. Quinoa? Quinoa?
No. We're going to start that.
Brown rice. I'm
cutting that shit out.
We need to restart at somewhere. I don't remember where we really lost it. We're just really hard struggling to get through this.
No, it's not couscous. It's okay, so I loved like Turkish. I love Middle Eastern food, like Turkish food. But I love like couscous or like quinoa, stuff like that. But I don't like hummus.
Oh, hummus.
I'm not the biggest fan of hummus. Yeah. I don't like hummus and I don't like dates. Mm. Well, I like dates when they... No, I'm thinking of...
olives?
Plums.
Oh, plums.
I do like a decent plum, but only when I'm like having like bowel issues. Mm-hmm. But I don't really like dates. I don't know.
Dates are good. I draw the line at olives.
I love olives.
I don't like olives.
I love olives.
And they have it in everything. And goat cheese.
Goat cheese I didn't like originally, but it's acquired taste.
Yeah, it is an acquired taste. And I don't eat cheese in general, so like I don't really have a palate for cheese.
It's like I wouldn't even consider it like regular cheese. Like if someone's like, I don't like cheese, I'd like still try goat cheese because it's like a different vibe.
Okay.
It's not something you're like, yeah, let me put it on a cracker and eat it. Mm. It's more of let me put it on top of a salad.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
But... let's get into this week's challenge. We went into a mega tangent here.
We did. Oh, one thing I did. It was 19 minutes and we're on challenge. Talent. Yeah. I don't know. I was glitching hard.
Glitching. She's spazzing. Oh, one thing I wanted to bring up in all of that conversation of whatever we fucking just talked about.
Traveling 30s.
Yeah, 30s. I've never been to a Pride event.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just came out 2 years ago.
Okay.
And like the last 2 years, really, two summers. One, I was going through the whole like accepting it and like mm-hmm. just really like trying to like figure out where my sexual identity kind of like stood. And then last summer, I mean, I just went through it.
Yeah.
And so I like never really had like a moment to like enjoy life. I don't know. But it's my goal this summer. I had a couple opportunities to go, but I feel like they've always just fall through because maybe a boy.
Oh. Huh. Well, we should go to Milwaukee Pride this month together. It's the weekend. It's before my vacation. I haven't been to Milwaukee Pride in a moment because I was in the Army and I never could go. All right. So this week on the episode, we are on episode 9, is the Crystal Ball. Star Your Engines is one runway. My Favorite Ball is the other runway. And Crystallize Eleganza is the other runway.
My Favorite Ball is my right ball.
I don't understand.
Because it hangs a little to the
Jesus
left.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how to respond or react to that. You are a beauty queen.
Hi.
You've been very good at the ball.
You are a beauty queen.
You're not a comedy queen, my dear. Anyways, so this is also the 200th episode.
Yeah.
We have 200 episodes of Drag Race, of U.S. Drag Race, not International Drag Race. And so they are paying homage to Drag Race throughout the year. So Star My Engines is a throwback to
the original
season one, the OG Drag Race, the good Drag Race. My Favorite Ball, kind of the balls over 200 episodes, the queens have to find their favorite one. And then Crystallize Eleganza is just the production went around set and said, we got a lot of crystals, so let's do a crystal ball. And so that's what they did. That's not true. What they did is crystals tend to like be like very like century decorations. So, that's why it's the 200th for the crystals. Honestly, and crystals are great. This was a great product to have for the ball. in my opinion.
I thought
crystals they were always flatter people.
I thought they were gonna do like the crystal ball in my little brain. I thought like maybe like their first look has to be like inspired by a crystal. Your second look has to be like your birth crystal.
Okay.
Or birthstone or something.
Yeah.
And then the last one would be like crystal, like a crystal look.
Yeah. I think that'd be really cool.
But my brain immediately went to like rocks, like when they said crystals.
I don't know if those are crystals or not. I'm not a crystallologist. But, you know, I do what I can with the moments I've got.
Period.
So, are we ready to get into these looks?
Absolutely.
So, I think we'll have to, like, we'll count to cruise. We got 27 looks. Okay. It's actually a pretty low number for a recent Drag Race.
Yeah.
But, it's still a lot of looks.
A lot of looks. So, we're going to be doing this a little different than what was shown in the episode, because we're going to be doing it by queen. So all three looks by queen. So then we're not going back and forth.
Between queens.
Yeah. So we're going to keep it in order for everyone.
Yes.
So first off, we have Miss... Why am I blanking on her name? Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Yes. So I really did like her first look. Mm. And I really liked the little catchphrases she had. It felt very throwback. Mm. It felt very traditional Drag Race. Like, it's OG moments when Rue was wearing the costume and everything. I loved it. Second look, this, I think, it did remind me of a couple looks I've already seen on Drag Race. So I really wasn't a fan of that. However, this was so out of the box for her. I really did love this look. Her final look, I thought it was very her drag. It wasn't my favorite look from an aesthetic point. However, from a presentation point, if this is on presentation, she presented this the best out of anyone on that night presented anything on stage. This presentation sold me. I knew exactly who she was. I knew exactly the type of drag she does. I knew exactly, like, I would be like, Texas, this is a Brooks. This is, everything's fitted so perfectly, so well. I really enjoyed Mistress of the Night. I'm going to give her an overall 9 out of 10. I think she deserved her top placement. I think if we're doing consistency, I think she should have won the night. Mm. But I'm open. I think this should have been a double win between her and another person down this road.
Period. What would you rate? So you think she would have won?
I would have said she should have double won or won.
Okay, so 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a lot to say about this. Okay, so starting with the first look, I think that if she would have created... Oh my god, ew. I think if she would have created a print out of the words and used that fabric to make the suit, I think that would have been more high fashion instead of having, like, the random words just, like, they looked just, like, stuck on her.
Okay.
So if she would have made, like, a print that had, like, all the words on it and then just made the catsuit out of that print, it would just, like, people would be like, what are these words written all over your body? And it's like, they're the catchphrases, but they look like a design.
Okay.
You know, that's where my brain would have gone with that concept. Like,
okay.
I really liked the concept, but this, it kind of just looks like she was rolling around. It got some, like, phrases caught on her. I don't know. That's my personal opinion. the second look, I do like this. I do agree that it is out of the box for her, so I think that really worked in her favor. Also, I love seeing, like, this representation with, like, a big girl. Because this is usually, like, a silhouette and, like, a material that's not usually used, like, in a lot of, like, bigger bodies.
One thing I'm noticing now is just she's wearing this material twice tonight.
Mm,
and yes. Neither of the times is it baggy in areas or
Unflattering.
Yeah. Whoever made these, if she did or whoever did, really great job.
Really good job. Her body just looks sickening. And then the last look, I do agree. This is Texas drag. This is drag, period. This was a really strong night for Isabel.
Great.
It was just the first outfit that kind of like didn't sell it for me, so I don't think she was a winner for me, to be honest.
One thing I will say about Mistress is I think they should have saved the Versus the World seasons. I want them to do a Versus the World season where it's actually like, this is accurately someone from your drag.
Mm.
Like, when you think of American drag, do you think of, like, someone says, define American drag, I would say Mistress Isabel's third look.
Mm.
Yeah. And I would love them to do a drag race where it's like the aesthetics of the countries versus the aesthetics of that country.
Oh,
so yeah. I'd love to see like Taste, Bimini, and like Lauren Chaney represent like the UK. Because they give very much like UK drag, like fashion model, but also the camp comedy.
Yeah.
For like US, I'd be like, let's get Mistress Isabel Brooks in here. Let's get Kennedy Davenport in here. Let's get Alyssa Edwards in here. Like, very like, they represent like what you think of like American, like pageantry based, high energy, dancing. And then you get like Italy, or you get like Italia, you get like the more conceptual, like artistry drags, more like gender bending, very much about like arts, like sees themselves as like more inclined to like musical theater rather than like a bar gig. And then you get like Down Under, which is very like campy, colorful drag. I really want them to do something like that, almost be like Survivor, where you almost make fun of yourself. Be like, I want to see like drag race country stereotypes versus other country stereotypes, and like what stereotype wins, like, because we all like pick those like fan battles. I don't know, I think it'd be fun. I got great ideas. I'd be horrible at drag race. I'd be like mini challenge elimination, but get me in here, get me Bible Girl 666 and Willem in here, and we can save your show.
I love that you said it's stereotypes versus stereotypes. I was like, that sounds so problematic. It's like...
probably is
racial slur against homophobic slur. I'm just kidding.
You know what I was trying to say. And I'm trying to cancel me now, and I will not stand for it. Okay? I will put an apology... Am I a big enough celebrity? I have over 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Am I a celebrity now? Well, now when I apologize, I have to do a notepad?
Yeah.
All right. So next we have Lux Noir London. I thought Lux got better as the time went on. This first look, did not like this look. I love that she came out with the flag. I love the reference, what she was going for, but I cannot forget that giant fucking ugly-ass belt in the middle. And it just felt rather boring. For her second look, I really enjoyed this look a lot. It has soured on me since. Not because of anything wrong with her, but because people pointed out that other girls have worn stuff similar. Especially Naomi Smalls wore something very similar to this on the Las Vegas show. And so that's the only reason why I'm like, but it's not bad. This is like a 9.7 out of 10 look. I thought Lux made it uniquely kind of herself over just copying from Naomi. But now with that still in my head now, I'm like, oh, like my brain's not like, I've seen this. Her last look, though, I thought this was the second best look of the night in the third category. I thought this was absolutely incredible. I don't know how she made it. I'm really gagged, and I really thought she looked stunning. She's giving me like Nutcracker, ballerina. I love it, like little fairy goddess. I've never seen her in this. She's only done like slutty, kind of brawn, not brom. She's done very, like, brom panty, slutty model. This is giving me, like, more conceptual, like, fairy goddess energy. I thought this was a strong night. I would have still put her safe, although I would have left her on stage and been like, listen, bitch, this last look, that was some of the best that we've seen tonight. You should feel very proud of yourself. So maybe a soft high.
Period.
That's it for me.
I do agree that she had a soft high. I do think that she was safe. I think the first outfit, in my opinion, I don't like the white belt. I didn't even know it was a belt. I thought it was just so big. I was like, what is that? I don't like the way her bralette is showing under. Like, I don't know. It just looks like it doesn't fit. It's, yeah, like, ill-fitting. That's my only comment on that, or observation. And then the second look, I honestly don't care that it's been done before, because she looks hot in it. Like, she pulled it off. She looks great. And her last look, I did like this. I really thought this was cute, but I can't really tell that it's crystallized eleganza. Like,
really? It's like stained glass crystals.
Did she make it with hot glue? I thought she said that was hot glue.
They're little, like, glass, like, piecings that are all probably hot glued together.
Or maybe they're just all hot glued together.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like it, but some of the other looks were, like, I think this first look just really kind of just dragged her down.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think if, like, agreed. I think if she hadn't had that, she would have done way better.
Agreed.
Yeah, I definitely think that she was safe. Because this was really good. Her last runway was
good. It was really incredible. All right, so we're hitting a lot of heavy starters out first. One. All right, so next we have Anitra. I didn't so much care about this first look. It wasn't my favorite. It felt kind of boring. I really liked how she tied in her dad and her mom on both sleeves. I think she looks technically great. I'm not in love with it. Her second look, I thought it was cute. I liked ideas of it, but I didn't like. I didn't like the yellow things going on with her tits. I thought it looked bad. She should have done something more like artistically with them, like almost having them loop around her or just something more. It just looks very half finished. And then her last look was the best look of the night. This was incredible. I technically do not like the hair, but the hair works with the garment extremely well. I thought Anitra definitely deserved that high placement, though. Overall, she delivered very, like, solid concepts, so I do not disagree. But that last look was so good. Even if her first two looks I did not care for, that last look alone makes up for everything. Because to make that in a day, absolutely incredible. Like, she's a very amazing person. And every time I've, like, judged her kind of harshly, the next day, I look when she posts the look, and she's made it herself. And I'm like, okay. So I would give you, like, 0.5, 0.75 more points. But.
Her. I don't like her first look. I think the sheer, I don't know. It's just, it kind of, like, reads, like, cheap-ish. I don't know. I really like the flags that she had on the sides. Those are really cute, but it's just, I don't know. It's the fabric that she chose for it. It's not my favorite, and the color, it's kind of, the yellow in on her, the color of the fabric, and, like, the streak in her hair don't, like, they clash too much. So, yes, like, it throws me
off.
It just throws me off. Like, I don't know. I'm, like, a color palette person. So, like, if the whole palette isn't cohesive, then I'm, like, I don't like any of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. So, that kind of just, like, it wants to give me Shego from Kim Possible. But, like, ooh, wish Chico.
Yeah. So I think if she would have had something, like, if she would have had a Lux Big Flag or something to, mm-hmm. like, almost distract from those, like, imperfect yeah. details, I think she would have been good.
Yeah. The second look, I didn't really care for it. It kind of looked like she just kind of, like, stuck those yellow rope things on her.
I thought this was her look that she had made that night.
Yeah, I didn't.
When I saw it, I was like, "Oh, they're only doing two looks."
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of this. This last look, though, I was like, "Holy fuck! This is probably the most gorgeous thing that's walked down Drag Race in yeah. a minute." Her hair, I think, if she would have had like a long, beautiful, not super long, but like just enough to like cover her like open back. To, like, bounce when she walked, that would be kind of cut.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I was kind of scared for her, to be honest. I thought that she was going to be in the bottom.
Oh,
but
God.
This,
that last
no,
look?
This, no, but, like...
Mama, no.
No, but then this came out.
You know how much? How much you bet Karma is going to get up? Because I looked at this dress. This looks like something Karma would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the gown silhouette and everything. This is nice. Because he's definitely Karma doing. How many times do you think Karma's going to get hit up to get remade something like this?
I'm not sure.
I was just looking at him like, shit, bitch. Like,
but, like...
It's good.
I was worried for her based off of these. Yeah. And then this one came out, and I was like, holy fuck. She just redeemed herself because, like, those looks... Yeah, mama. I was kind of scared. But I want a dress like that.
You should hit Karma up, mama.
I should.
Karma make good shit. She doesn't do it now, but I'm sure if she said, hey, girl, hey.
Yeah.
She could hey, girl, hey. But Karma's so nice. She's a fan. We're a big fan of her on this podcast.
Yes, we are.
So
let's go into Miss Sasha Colby. Right.
Yes. Yeah, so Sasha Colby, I didn't really care for her first look, to be honest. It felt kind of like a little lackluster for Sasha Colby. I was expecting something a little bigger, like a little bit more drapier, something more attention. I was not too much of a fan of her look. She looks gorgeous, though. This is a very like, good look, though. She had the best second look. This look was... So I was still thought Anitra can't come up before her. So I thought this was your look that you had made.
Mm.
And so I saw her come out on this, and I was like, oh my god, she did this in a fucking day? Clearly not. But this look was... I loved this look. This is one of my favorite looks of the night. I think this is why she won. Her last look I thought was really good, really solid, really clean. A perfect example of, like, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overdo it. Like, know how to sell it properly. Like, you can tell that she, like, will look at Athena Fabric and be like, I know how to model this.
Yep.
I can model it. That's the winning. So, I thought she definitely deserved the win. I would have had her and Mistress do a double win. I thought that would have been really cute after last week of not having any winner, almost to make up for that win that you didn't have last week with the lip sync extravaganza.
Period.
So, but I think she looks great. I think this is a very well deserved win. She didn't have my favorite overall figure package. I would have had. I'm gonna spoil it now. I would have had Spice, I thought, had the best first look. Sasha had the best second look. Anitra had the best third look.
Yeah, I agree that Anitra has the best third look.
Oh, go ahead, speak your truth on Miss Sasha.
I'm keeping my opinion till the end because I don't know. I do like her first look. I think it was cute, but. Like, it doesn't give me, like, start your engines. I, like, got more, like, sporty vibe. Like, I don't know, like, sporty cheerleader vibe, kind of.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It gave me very, like, I don't want to, like, bring it on. I got bring it on energy, like, from it. So, like, cheerleading Like, I didn't really get...
Cheerleader, actually, I think that you're selling me even more on her look now.
I like...
Now
no,
I'm
getting,
like, the Fast and Furious videos where they got the hot girls, like, modeling before the cars take off. Now it's giving me that. You're selling me on even Lux's look now. And I'm like, oh, Lux did get that, like...
Yeah.
At the end of the go-kart
thing is, like, that's not the theme, though. It's not Cheerleader.
The theme is start your engines.
Yeah, but...
There are always the cheerleaders, the big flags, before you start the arcade. And they're like, start your engine, remember? No.
Yeah, but like...
We're the same age. You should know what like an arcade game is, a driving game.
I know, but like, I just think... I don't know. Maybe I just... I'm thinking like high school cheerleader. Like,
okay.
That's that kind of cheerleader. Not like Drag Race cheerleader.
Okay.
Her second look I did like. I mean, I smoke.
She represents a pod on this one.
She really does. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was campy, a little different from what she usually does. I think that
yeah, that's a good point.
She doesn't like I don't know. The third look, I think someone said this, but I don't
stop. Just say it.
It's just a piece of fabric wrapped around her body. And yes, she can sell it, and it looks gorgeous and everything. But at the same time, it's like, it's a piece of fabric wrapped around your body.
Stop. We live in Bird Box. You mustn't see.
Yes. We've all been there. We all know what that is.
And but does she look good?
She looks so fucking good. And it's that moment.
That's what matters.
And that's
the modeling and mannering. It doesn't matter how it's made.
Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
And that's where that whole argument of, like, remember Rita Vega, who won that challenge, even though she only had two lines in that acting challenge. But she had physical comedy the entire time, and she fucking killed it in every single moment. And that's the same argument where it's like, here, it's like, yes, it's a piece of fabric wrapped around her body. But she fucking ate every single moment, every single turn. Like, she embodied that outfit, even though it was a piece of fabric wrapped around her body. But fashion is fashion. Hey, I was like, that's still an ensemble.
It still is, and it looks hot.
And like, who are we to hate on it for her fucking killing a napkin or rocking a napkin?
She is getting gorgeous, but was gorgeous bad?
No.
Were we all gaslighted?
No.
I don't know. All right, so we agree. So I said Sasha win, double win.
It's just this one first look. I'm not, like, super sold on it. But she did look so good in it. But that's just, yeah. I think she, I mean, her, I would have been happy with her or Mistress winning. But, yeah, I feel like some, I don't know. We'll keep going.
Yes. Well, we're halfway through the looks. We're halfway through.
Period.
With Marsha.
Yeah.
I love Marsha's first look. Mm. I wanted to hate it. But the minute I saw that hair, you can't see in the photo super well, but it is full, mama. And it is low. It is hanging off her ass crack. It is amazing. This first look, stunning. Love this. Second look, cute. I wish she would have done something a little bit more with it. It was just very white. You know what? Oh, her last two looks tonight are very bland. They're done well, but they are very boring. There's a difference between bad and boring. I think Marsha found that difference. They're not bad. They're very good looks, and she could have been in the top very easily. They are just very, like, uninspired, boring looks. The first look, you have bags. What's in those motherfucking bags? Give me something. Maybe put cummies. Like, stone and black cummies all over the bags. Bam, now my eye's going off the black and white. Is that looking like a bland thing? I'm losing it in the light. It's also going to be, oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny. The next look, I thought it was really good. It was technically well done, and she made that bodice, like, ribbed corset stunning. Add something to it. Add, like, pink stones, or add, like, You have, in that workroom, there has to be stones. Add black stones. Add something to it. Like, add maybe, like, change up the color. Because you lose you in the light. And it looks boring. Add drama to the skirt. So, I think her first look, she definitely went, like, full in on that look. These last two looks, I thought, were very, like, the potential's half-baked. She's like, it looks unfinished. The last look, what are those bags? You should have been... She's smart. She knows what she's doing. Otherwise, she would have been gone day one. It's just like, you should have added something to that second look. And then the third look, change the color. It's white. It's just all white. And it's all... There's nothing there. Like, also, what is Marsha, Marsha, Marsha? This is a perfect time for her to show who Marsha, Marsha is. Like, she should have done the bloody nose look with this set third look. Had the blood coming down her face. And then on the spotty stone blood. But.
Yeah. She's not.
She knows how to sew. She knows how to design. She's not an artist. And she will never be an artist. No, I'm just kidding. That was mean. She was not doing artistry in this, so. She's someone that knows how to do something, but doesn't know how to do it in an artistic form.
Mm-hmm.
Hands are on the throat for Marsha, but whatever. She's on reality TV, I'm not.
One, I want to give her props for doing more makeup. She is definitely giving us more eyes.
Yeah, her makeup looks great.
It's getting bigger. But who am I to talk, because I paint very soft as well, so I can't say anything. But her first look, the second I saw it, I was like, oh yay, and then like it hit me that it looks like Cartoon Network. And I was like, oh, I don't like it anymore.
Oh my God.
Not that I have like anything against Cartoon Network. It just like, I just couldn't unsee like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Every time I like kept thinking of like looking at it and thinking, I'm like, oh, it's giving me Cartoon Network. I kept thinking Courage the Cowardly Dog. Then I was thinking like Powerpuff Girls. And like, yes, these like should give me like
nostalgic
like feels. But like, I'm like, okay, I don't. Like, I'm expecting her to turn around and there's, like, the Cartoon Network label on the back.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I'm like, okay, I don't know. I lost the illusion through that. The bag look. I wish her ponytails would have been bigger, for sure. Just to, like, make it more dramatic. Because, like you said, it is kind of bland. Or, like, had, like, I don't know, been more campy with her presentation on it. Like, I don't know. She could have been like a thief or something. I have no idea. Because she kind of looks like a milkmaid, but then has bags.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm like, why would a milkmaid have bags? Like, milk doesn't go in bags. So, like, I don't know. Or like a Sandman thing. That would have been
cool. There's a lot you could have done with it. There's a lot with bags.
So, yeah, literally so much. And so, I don't know. I wish there were color with that. Like you said, like, I kind of like that idea with the black crystallization.
Like, labeling the bags. It's getting like, old school.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, she needed something to make her pop. Because even her hair was, like, the same color, basically.
You could totally done walk that duck sauce on there.
Mm.
You know, like, duck sauce. You could have walked that duck sauce. Like, this isn't you could have done in the workroom. Be like, oh, wow. That catchphrase is going around a lot. Let me go off of this.
Yeah. I don't know.
But she's not a smart girl.
Yeah. Her second look, it was giving me, like, very, like, Britney Spears kissing Madonna at the VMAs vibes. But, like, before it happened. If it, like, hadn't happened. Like, I don't know. Just, like, it, like, very innocent, like,
but Britt kind of
trying to be like that sexy like rock bride, but like still too like innocent, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there was just something in like, there wasn't not enough drama for me either. No. Like, I do think that she should have added more oomph to it. It's literally a bodysuit with like tulle. Yeah. Not even like layers of tulle, just like maybe two layers of tulle on it. I don't know. it had potential, but it
did.
She's not.
I think she should have been safe.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything bad.
She didn't do anything bad.
It was boring.
Yeah, it was kind of boring. I'm kind of like getting bored of her drag, to be honest. Yeah.
Boot her. All right, next we have the most controversial queen of the night, Spice.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Spice had the best first look. This was paying homage to drag, immediately captioning a tagline referencing early in the season that Marsha should have done. Also, this fits her like a motherfucking glove. This could look very cheap, but on her tonight, this looks very cohesively and good. I stand, love her, best look of the night. Second look, I thought was a little... I love the balls reference. I thought it was very well done. She looks good. It just looks very drab. I don't... It's like... I don't know. She's giving me, like, arcade games. Like paintball, like, laser tag energy right now. I'm not the biggest fan of this look. It looks a little, like, hunky. There's, like, take three things off. And then her last look... Waist up, it looks amazing. I love it. Down, isn't that bad as people said it was?
I don't think so.
Of course, when they zoomed in, it looked kind of like a little hokey pokey. But it didn't look bad. I thought she should have been safe. I didn't think she deserved to be eliminated tonight. And I'll say that. Like, this wasn't the best look done, obviously. Like, duh. But her first two looks were so good. And her last look wasn't bad. Like, yes, like, it wasn't hemmed at the bottom. Or, like, the side looked a little wonky and took me a moment to my eyes adjusted to. Whatever. It didn't look bad. If a girl came out this in a bar and said, I made this myself, I'd be like, wow, that's, like, not bad.
Yeah.
That's, you're better than,
half of
you're doing, this is a cohesive, solid look. And she's covered up more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bar's low for her. Because she can probably model anything. But that wasn't bad. I liked it. I enjoyed it. She sold it well. I wish she would have done her walk. But
I really enjoyed her package, to be honest. I think that she was robbed.
I do, too.
I think she should have been on the top.
She wasn't robbed of the lip sync. The lip sync she lost.
Yeah.
But she was robbed of the lip sync. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go as far as a top. I think she should have been low.
She should have been low. I disagree. I think this is very... it gives me very much Aquaria vibes. Like, I feel like that was, like, when we were introduced to Aquaria. And I was like, okay. Ooh, okay. This is, like, cute. Like, I love... Like, she's self-branding. Like, she... Yes. Is smart with all of that. Like, this is sexy. This is, like, if I were to say Spice's drag race, that's the promo.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I was like, that's very Spice. She is, that's her brand.
Yes.
The second look, I wasn't, like, mad about it. I really liked all of it. I kind of liked that she, I wish they would have been pants.
Me too.
I think
she would have lost the clunkiness because a little too much color. Like, you can't really tell where the shoes are. She was smart to change the tights and I keep it one note. But I agree.
Yes. Yeah. Because at first I thought they were. And then I like was like, wait, let me put on my glasses. And they were not pants. And I was kind of disappointed. But I was like, damn. I was like, pants. And she like is pulling them off. But they weren't. And I got sad. But I think the whole idea was really good. I loved her hair. Her makeup always looks so great. Her third look, I think this is really good for her, like, for Spice. I love that she kind of gives me, like, what's her, Maddie from what is that teenage show from HBO?
I don't know. I do not know.
What is it called? With, like, the Euphoria.
Oh, okay. Maddie
from Euphoria vibes. And, like, I freaking love for it. I do agree that, like, the skirt is kind of wonky. But, like, honestly, this is, the most cohesive.
She matched the shoe more than most girls.
Yeah. This is the most cohesive, like, Spice has ever looked and kept and stayed to her brand. Mm-hmm. And this kind of like drove me insane that like they will tell them, capitalize on your brand and tell us who you are in,
but keep it but different.
Yeah, but keep it different. And like
she's done that perfectly.
I think she did it.
Agreed.
I think she did it like fine. She kept it herself. I really do think that if she would have made these pants instead or have these as pants, that she could have been like a strong
like a contender. Big flare pant, like kind of what what's her name wears them a lot. Dangerous Guy.
Mm, yeah.
Like kind of the high waisted big flare pants. Yeah. And you want to give it a different silhouette.
Yeah. Something and a little.
Her like, ooh. Yeah. Age her a bit. Made her feel a little older, which I think for her is kind of needed.
But I think she's still learning.
Yeah. I mean, better than me, yeah, mama. I mean,
for sure. For sure. But I think she's still like in her like cutesy, I'm going to show off like body drag.
Yes.
You know?
And she'll leave it and then she'll come back to it because we all come back.
Yeah,
it.
It's absolutely.
It's a cute moment.
Yeah, for real. But I think it was a really strong night for her. I
agreed.
Was kind of sad.
I was very sad to see her go. I thought she brought a lot of personality and fun, mm-hmm. and I'm less interested tuning in, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say that. When I saw the cast announcement, I was like, ugh, two twink TikTokers, great.
Yeah.
Like, they've been barely doing drag. But my God, props to her and her sister mm-hmm. for like not forcefully. Like sometimes you see queens go on the show and they kind of ram it down your throats. Like me, like me, like me. They didn't. They were just kind of themselves. And they kind of made me realize that drag can be stupid. Drag can be fun.
Yeah.
You can fall in drag. You can lose your heel in drag. As long as you're having fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. And like the growth will come. The performance will come. The makeup will come. Learn a skill. Like, if you're going to have fun, yeah, maybe learn a skill. Like,
mm-hmm.
she does hair. Her other's twin does sewing. Like, they both have a skill in drag that validates why they do drag. Like,
absolutely. And I love that they just pay homage to, like, their childhood. Like,
yeah,
the femininity that
which
they
is where a lot
express.
Of our drag comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it, like, it made me, like, that resonated with me. Because I was just like, oh, I was like, that's literally how I want to feel. I want to make, like, the little kid in me, like, happy.
Yeah.
Because I used to draw dresses and stuff, like, all the time. So, like,
for sure.
Being able to, like, draw whatever I, like, think of and, like, kind of make it come to life, it makes me, I don't know, it makes me feel good, so.
I feel very much the same because, like, just not sidebar, but, like, I have a lot of looks that are, like, pay homage to, like, my upbringing. Like, I have a white dress that mm-hmm. I bought that I hand-painted.
Okay.
And it's, like, giving me a lot of, like, where I grew up. Like, I grew up in a Commonwealth, which is on the lake, which is very, like, art-focused. There's all these, like mom, like, rich, white mom, what are they called? Boutiques? Where they have a lot of, like, artistic painting, stuff like that. And that's where I grew up. Like, I grew up, like, around that, like, suburbia. Like, these wine moms having their, like, where they're doing their art. I'm using quotations. Like,
yeah.
It's not that great art. But it's also very much, like, copying, pasting from other people's art. But, like, I created a look that's, like, inspired by that, which is that white look where it's very hand-painted, that I hand-painted myself off just images I was feeling in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, like, listening to music and being, like, what do you feel? What do you to draw? And
I'm
gonna draw these like big breasted women drinking wine, throwing their wine, like being messy, and like that connected me to like my childhood.
Yeah.
And like there's a look I'm wearing a little later on that's gonna be very much my childhood where I imagine like curtains as like clothing, and like I'm gonna literally use curtains and just non sew it because I still wanna feel wrapped, like how you felt wrapped in like your like blankets, your curtains, and you're dancing around.
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
That's so cute.
Like, so, like, that's how I am, but it was all because of her.
Yeah.
Not the first look, but this other look got me, like, reconnected. Why do I really drag? I remember that the peak of drag I loved was when I bought a fucking $20 Amazon dress and hand-painted it.
Period. Inspiration comes from everywhere. Especially
but I feel like you have a very similar, like, approach to drag.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
I definitely, actually, I did a show at East High School. Shout out to East High School's GSA, which it stands for Gay Straight Alliance. That show, I think we talked about it in the pod previously.
Yes.
How I got like canceled because we had gotten like threats and stuff, and like, oh, it was when we had Jamie on, and it got postponed, and we finally got our show. It was with Cass Marie and Nemo, and Inversia was there, and Ponyboy, and Elemental, and Indigo. I'm trying to think if I forgot anybody else. No. Everyone did awesome. It was a great show, great turnout. But where was I going with the story? We did a little talk back. Yeah, we did a talk back, and one of the questions was, like, how do you, like, come up with your looks and, like, your song and stuff? And I love answering that question because it's, I'm like, well, it's usually, like, whatever, like, is happening in my little brain in that moment, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's why I'm so in that, like, rut right now for, like, next week's performance, where I haven't really gotten pulled inspiration from anything yet, because I'm just kind of, like, all over the place right now with my, like, personal life, that I'm just like, okay, I just need to, like, take a deep breath. What am I feeling?
Yeah.
Because I'm right now, I feel like I'm just, like, stressed out with work, that's taking up most of my time. So I'm like, I don't want to do a whole number based off of, like, work.
No.
Like, so I'm, like, trying to think. I'm like, okay, a couple things have happened in my life, and, like, different things that, like, I'm like, do I want to be vulnerable? Do I want to, like, do a ballad? That's where I'm at right now. And I'm like, I kind of want to. I was like, I'm not a ballad queen, but, like, when I have, like, little concepts that, like, I have been known to, like, be a tearjerker in the audience.
Yeah.
So, like, having, like, I did, like, a piece where I brought up a mirror and I was singing to myself, and it, like, it was really cute. And then, or, like, I'll bring out, like, reveals of, like, baby portraits of myself. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, powerful. Like, because people will be like, well, this song? Okay. And then, like, it builds up, it climaxes, and then I have, like, some dumb, like, prop. And then they're like, oh my gosh! And, like, they cry. And so I'm like, do I want to do that? Like, do I want to be vulnerable on the stage? And it's like, yes, because that's where art comes from. Like, that's where we pull the inspiration from drag. Like, especially, like when you are going through it, when you just have, like, emotions and you just, like, don't know how to process them, and you're like, how do I deal with this? Like, how am I gonna, like, do this in a healthy way? And it's like, bitch, lay it out on the stage. Rule number one, a
performance.
Lay it out on the stage. So, yeah, That's funny that we just were talking about that. Yeah. Tangent moment.
Funny things to laugh at, so laying out on the stage. We have Selena's titties.
Period.
I've defended her for so long. So long. It's been an arduous journey, girl. And most of your looks I get. The first look, rotten. Hate it. Second look, what the fuck? Like, it reaffirmed that I thought this was, like, I clocked back. I'm like, there's no way these girls made this themselves. And then I, like, saw this look and thought, oh my god, maybe they did. That other look, this is a gorgeous look. She looks stunning. She looks beautiful. It is just very poorly fitted. It just looks weird. Yeah, she deserved to be in the bottom. And she won her lip sync. But this was not a great night for us Selena defenders. Girl, please, like, stay with who you are, but also maybe apologize a bit. No, don't. That was rude. However, it just is like, what happened? Like, it just doesn't look good. It looks so, that second look is just, my god.
Selena's titties left. She's a her speechless.
Looks like she has mouse traps all over her in the second look, and they're all colored. It was so bad. That's it. That's my rant.
So, this is, like, her first look could have been so fucking sickening had she had the same fitted, like, latex outfit that, like, Mistress had.
Yes.
You know, like, she made it baggy, and, like, I think we had this conversation.
If you're gonna make it baggy, make it really baggy.
Yeah, either go full baggy or, like, keep it tight, you know? Like, no one wants yeah, you either want a loose butthole or a tight butthole. Like, you never want, like, just an in-between. Like, what?
Jesus Christ. My God, I just got it now. Oh, Lord, help me.
I had to make that joke. I don't know. And the second look, I just don't know. Like,
You don't know? It's bad.
No, it is bad. I just don't know what to say. It's just like, this, like, if I were in her position and they were like, pick any ball that they would do.
Moneyball's the last
one. Moneyball is the last one I would do. And this is the, like, and if it were Moneyball, I would come with a concept of money, not a fucking pine tree.
Yes. And we have learned, actually using money.
And we have learned that they are not receptive of pineapples on
RuPaul's
Drag Race. Remember, why am I blanking on her name right now? Season 12, she got all the bullying.
Brita Filter.
They read her for, she looked like a corn.
Yeah.
She doesn't even look like a pineapple here. She looks.
Yeah. I would say not Tina. Britta. Not even really the same person at all.
Yeah.
I am stoned. Britta looks like the elevated version of this.
Yeah, for real.
Easily. Like, this look makes me look like British one.
And then her third look.
Okay, it's poorly fitted.
This thing, like, if you don't know how to work with that material and you can't, like, make it straight like that, play into the wrinkles, you know?
Yeah.
Like, make it more wrinkly. I guess, like, the same idea, like, less is more, or more is less. I don't know, whatever
the
saying is. But, like, play into those wrinkles and really, like, create, like, a constructed, kind of, like, what is it called? Like, sculptured.
Yeah.
Mess, you know? Yeah,
almost like it's wet.
Yeah, like, make it more, like, sculptured like that. I don't know. Like, that's just me, but also, like, that, I'm saying that with, like, I don't know how much time she had.
She has as much time as Anitra.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. But, like, yeah, I guess there's, like, yeah, it is what it is. She was definitely the bottom for me.
Yes.
Like, agreed. Loser. Like, I thought it was her time to go home.
All right, we got 9 minutes to whip through these next two, so I'm going to keep mine brief. We have Malaysia, Baby Doll Fox. First look I thought was good, very kind of boring. Second look, I thought this was her best look of the night and one of the better looks of the night. This is incredible. I love this for hair look. Her hair across the night looks stunning. Her last look wasn't the best. I wasn't a big fan of it. I would have kept her above Marsha. I would have put Spice low. And then I would have put... No, I would have put her safe, yeah. So I thought she had a very safe night. Nothing bad, nothing great. Well, nothing bad. Great hair. Great second look. But the either side looks are kind of meh.
I don't like, I mean, I do like it, but I didn't like it for this runway. You know, it looks very astronaut-y. It doesn't really give me, like,
Racer.
That's why I don't like it. I think her mug looks great. Her hair looks awesome, but the concept, it doesn't sell it for me. Her second look, oh my gosh, amazing. Like, I love anytime, like, hair is, like, in an outfit. I think that's just so beautiful and so creative and just so black, and I love that. Also, her third look, it doesn't give me Crystal. I don't know. It gives me, like, church lady, like,
yeah,
maybe so kindergarten, exciting. like she's a teacher, like a principal maybe, like at a Catholic school. I don't know. It just does not give me, like, that drag, like, that we want. I don't know. Yeah, I thought that she would have been in the bottom, either her or Marsha versus Selena.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think Spice was going to be in the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Up last, we have Miss Lucy. I hated this first look. I thought this was so bad. Concept was great, but again, very half-baked. I did not like it. It just looked weird. I didn't get it. Second look, didn't really like it very much.
Bless you.
It kind of gave me, like, Midsummer, but clown. It just looks stupid. I hated it. And then her last look I thought was her best look of the night. I wasn't mad at this look just because her first two looks were so bad. And then her last look was not, like, out of this world. Like, I wish she would have had a bigger skirt and more train. Mm-hmm. Almost like, if this was Anitra's look, that length, this would have looked great. But I thought she deserved to be in the bottom with Selena. And I think, I don't know who would have won, but they both should have been in the bottom. I was rather uninspired by their looks. Especially the first two.
The first one I kind of liked, honestly. Okay. It was one of my favorite of the Drag Race ones. I don't know. I thought, like, I think this is something different that we haven't seen in American Drag yet. Like, the big foam, like, hair. It's like the cartoon hair.
Okay.
Like, Australia, they do it. Like, the foam hair.
True.
I don't know. So, it was just something super new and campy that I, like, or campier that, like, we haven't seen before. And yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
The headpiece, like, and hair is the strongest
point, yeah, though. I really like that. And I kind of like that, like, little sugar pop cartoon. Like, I lived for this little fantasy.
Okay.
The second look, I was like, girl, I know that freaking corset. We all have had that white corset from Amazon.
Yes.
Like, it's giving me, like...
What Lux is doing with, yeah, her corset, with her belt.
Yeah, yes. It's giving me very... Yeah, I did get Midsummer from this as well. I didn't understand the concept. I wasn't really, like, paying attention. I was like, what the fuck is this? So I had to rewatch it. And then she was like, oh, yeah. And then she was talking about her doggy. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like this at all. I don't like, that's just so gross. Like, poop, like, little doggy poop bags. And then the last outfit, I thought it was cute. It was nice, like, that she made it. I definitely didn't think that she, like, I think she would have been safe. Or she was safe, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. I don't know. She was low.
Yeah, I don't think that she should have gone home, but I think she should have just been safe. I think,
okay.
Yeah. I think she had two strong looks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think she had one, but... Well, that's all the looks. That's all 27 looks.
Yeah.
I got through pretty quick.
I'm kind of, like... I'm really sad that, like, Spice wasn't on... Like, wasn't saved. Like, yeah. I think Marsha or...
Marsha.
Or Malaysia should have been. Yeah.
I stand by Malaysia was safe, but I would definitely have Lucy or Marsha.
I think Selena versus Marsha lip sync would have been
fun. That would have been fun. Yeah. I think Marsha would have won.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Not saying that I'm against, like, Selena still being there, because I definitely do absolutely think that not. She's, like, still a strong contender. This is where I'm at. I don't have a front runner.
Okay.
Besides, I mean, Sasha.
Yeah. Sasha and Mistress. And Anitra.
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just because she's so quiet. Yeah. And I don't see her as, like, huge competition.
Okay.
Like, but that's just, like...
Maybe
it's just because, like, the TV episodes are so short that, like, they try to fit everything else. And, like, freaking Lucy LaDuca over here is crying every freaking episode. Fully. Because she's safe. And, like,
get it together, girl.
And it's like, girl, you've won... You do consistently well.
You're fine.
You're doing okay. Like, yes. Stop crying. Like, I get it. Like, I know you want to, like, keep doing better. And, like, but, like, you also have to be self-aware.
Exactly.
Of, like, how you're doing. Yes. Like, compared to other people. And it's like,
no.
Maybe I should step it up in a different way. Pay attention to, like, why you're in the bottom.
Yes. Sasha won, which I thought was deserved.
Yeah.
And then we had Selena and Spice in the bottom, which I think we knew all that Spice was going to go home.
She had
the strongest lip
sync. I mean, I knew she was going to go home after, yeah, because of the lip sync.
But I did actually enjoy this lip sync. I loved how Spice, during the lip sync, was like, she's like, no, this song's not my vibe. I'm going to do a different number. And she's like, fully like, just like, duck walking, kind of, like, badly, and then also just kind of, like, vibing out in the back.
And then she does the freaking, like, conga. Or no, she does the conga line.
God. The other one. But she just kind of, like, does her own thing. Like, she's like, I'm doing my own song now. Mm-hmm. Is very, like, cute and enduring.
Yes.
And we will miss her.
Absolutely. I was really sad. But it is what it is, I guess. You gotta trust the process. Like,
yeah.
Who is gonna be my winner now?
Sasha or Mistress for me.
Yeah, I was really hoping her to be Spice.
I don't think she's gonna
win. I know, I didn't think so either, but...
Well...
A girl can dream.
We can dream. Are you ready to watch the lip sync?
I guess, if you're gonna reopen my freaking wound, my childhood wounds.
Yes, we are.
We might as well get into it.
Let's go. This song, I thought, was also horrible.
Yeah,
it is. It wasn't that good.
I love that she's still holding her little purse.
Me too. Because me and Sugar did a TikTok to it once. I'm excited to have fun. Good luck. She's so fucking funny. Spice is in her own world right now. I love that.
For real. I kind of like that Selena's turning it into a ballad.
Yeah.
I didn't really know the lyrics to the song.
I didn't either.
I don't really know the song.
This was funny when Spice did the little stupid split.
Spice is doing everything to stay, and I love it.
I think Selena's doing a really strong performance. No, what is Spice doing? What is she being like? That little mermaid, like, two count or whatever the fuck.
Oh, hey, everybody. Wait, can we rewind that part? Because honestly,
wasn't that so funny?
That was the best part of the lip sync.
It was so funny.
The little, like,
the little gun?
The little gun. The hand movement.
She moves, like, so unhumanly. It's so funny. What did she do? Hopping on the stage. And then the arm waves. Hold on, let's do this.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Hold on. This will be funny. We're going to slow it down. Playback speed, is this slower? I think so.
Her mug looks so good.
So does Selena's. Mm-hmm. Selena's has a little more draggy mug, though.
Yeah.
Then bounce. I want to see the girls behind what they're looking at. They're not moving. She's still bouncing. I bet this is the same shot, different camera angle.
Yeah. She just gives me that little, like, slutty trot thing that she does.
She's vibing out. Mistress and Anitra are laughing at Sugar or Spice. Oh, she's got good abs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you see Malaysia and Sasha are laughing probably with Spice performance. I think the girls lived up for Spice.
I think so too. I'm curious to see.
Watching that slow-mo back, mm-hmm. The girls back there were looking and like laughing. Like it was laughing with,
Spice. No, for sure. I definitely think Spice had fun with it. She knew what she got herself into. Like she's not a performer like that. And yeah, it kind of made me sad that she had to go home. I didn't think she was up to go home yet. I don't know. I'm kind of like,
I wish she was senior. I think she could have had a couple of high placements that they didn't give her. They didn't give her sister either.
Yeah. I also, I don't know. What is the next challenge?
Next challenge is like an improv challenge. I know Runway's Night of a 10,000 Beyoncés.
Ooh.
Or 1,000 Beyoncés.
That'd be amazing.
So that's going to be cute, which means we're probably going to get a Beyoncé lip sync.
Ooh, I hope so.
So I hope Sasha does bad.
Stop.
No, I hope Sasha and Lux do bad.
Mm. An improv challenge?
Well, I don't think they will do bad. I just want to see them lip sync Beyoncé.
Yeah.
I think those two lip sync Beyoncé well. I think Anitra lip sync Beyoncé well. Mm-hmm. I think if it's a slow Beyoncé, Malaysia would nail it.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I think Selena's titties could do a good Beyoncé.
Honestly, I think even Marsha maybe could. No.
I don't think so.
You know who couldn't though? Lucy.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, is the Lucy's time to go off?
Oh my god, imagine if Lucy lip syncs and wins. And it's like the most boring.
I hope Lucy will do good. I hope she's in the bottom, but I'm not a huge fan of her anymore.
I'm not. She kind of had a big falling out with me.
Yeah.
And it was kind of personal.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. I do not like how they're portraying her, which is like fair to say.
Yes.
Because like production has ways to manipulate the way they.
But you are saying those them. Things.
Yeah. But also it's like, I don't really care for her.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like, we get it. We've seen it. Okay, bye. Like,
she's not giving it up. But I do like Lucy's drag. I think she's a wonderful performer. I know I kind of, like, sometimes shit on her. But yeah. She just reads a lot of, like, okay, girl, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
She's very really anti a spice.
Very that, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think Malaysia and Mistress and Sasha do a very good time of balancing having fun with drag versus taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
So I think maybe Spice could take it a little bit seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, yeah, you have to.
But, like, she's like, relatively new to drag, and that's her thing. Like, I'm not going to shit on it. She sparks joy in a lot of people, including myself. I really love their content, and it, like, makes me happy and makes me love drag. So, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing very well.
Are you feverish? Do you enjoy joy?
I know, my God.
You feel joy?
I know, I feel joy.
Oh, my God, the sea witch.
I know, just took a little sugar and spice.
Oh, my God.
Actually, two things you really do need.
Sugar and spice.
Now she's all nice.
Now she's all nice.
Now, next thing, she's going to hide her ding-a-ling somewhere. I'm going to tuck, finally.
I want to hide my ding-a-ling somewhere.
I've only tucked once, and I don't think I even really did tuck.
I tuck, like, a lot, even, like,
I'm just scared to, largely. But I don't really want to.
Yeah. I tuck a lot in, like, daily life, too, because I wear, like, high-waisted pants a lot.
Okay.
And, like, for fashion pieces, like, I'm like, I'm like, could I wear these? And, like, yeah, I'll just have to tuck. And I'm like, I hate it. After a long day, I'm like, that's untucked.
Yeah. Mama, we're back on stage and untucked. Yeah,
I know, for real. It's finally the weekend. Whew.
We are recording this on a Thursday instead of a Monday.
Yeah.
Because we just had, life was crazy this weekend, my mom. So we needed a Monday to, like,
girl,
reset.
Yeah.
I got super stoned that night because I reset by getting stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I am, like, hungover or something, I have to stay hungover for the whole day, obviously. Like, I have to, like, not drink, not go out for the whole day. That night, I have to get super stoned and then go to bed early and then wake up and then I'm finally, like, my clock has, like, readjusted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We will see you next week or we'll be Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Talking Queens. We appreciate all your listens, all your shares, all your hearts. If you love this or hate it, give us 5 stars, share, follow us. And we appreciate all the listens and everything.
Yeah. What she just said, we do appreciate all the listens. Make sure you guys like and follow. Set your little reminders every time a new episode comes out so y'all can find out the latest tea on this week's episode of Drag Race. And, I mean, just local tea and, like, dumb stuff that we get into. Because
yes.
I feel, I mean, we just kind of, like, trauma dump on this. I'm just kidding.
We really do. A lot of it gets cut. lot of it gets cut.
Yeah.
A lot of it gets cut.
This is just... It is what it is. This is the pod. This is our pod. So we can do whatever the fuck
we want. We are talking queens. Yeah, we just talk.
We just talk.
And you tune in.
Yeah, for real. Sorry for our cringy voices, but like, we can't help them. We're gay.
We can't. In here, Wisconsin. All right. Well, you have a beautiful night, angels of love. And remember, stay safe, stay blessed, and stay unbooked. Have a great night. This was She's a Her.
And make sure that you guys all untuck before you go to bed, you know.
Take the makeup off before bed.
Yeah, take the makeup off. Drink water and dot your I's and cross your T's.
I smoke a lot of fucking weed.
I know. You did? Or you
No, that rhymed.
Oh.
A little jingle we had going at the end.
Yeah. Oh my god. All right, girlies. Untuck. Take off your makeup. And what was the last bit of advice?
Get fucking high.
Oh yeah, get fucking high. Drink water and stay lovely. This is Latina Envy and She's a Her on Talking Queens.
Queens, now available on Spotify and Apple Music.
God bless.